My gosh, you've already produced a PowerPoint presentation. It's well done. Great. And I'm Andrew, and I'm our marketing expert. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I will go. That's fine. All right. So, this one here, right? Okay. Very nice. All right. My favorite animal is like. A beagle. And favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. So this is Blue. Blue Beagle. My family's Beagle. I could have told you a whole lot more about beagles, boy. Let me tell you. impressionist. All right. Superb sketch, by the way. Yeah. I see a dog in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what did I put him? That's just to suggest that his tail was.
Is he aware that it's his own tail he's chasing? Probably when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it and has forever been conditioned. Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically 12. All right, yeah. Okay. So cost, like production cost is $12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail? Like on the shelf?
I don't know. I imagine that's
our sale anyway.
I imagine it probably is.
Yeah.
Our sale.
Okay.
Probably
okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes. Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like with DVD players, if there are zones, frequencies or something. As well as characters, different keypad styles and symbols. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, on the topic of price. I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it'll be different. So
just a
characteristic of the
sure.
Just or just like basic product positioning. a 25 euro remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece. Who knows? Something like that. Yeah. Right away, I'm making some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic,
yeah.
Something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, is selling 25 euros, is that sort of the is this going to be like the premium product kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like how much does, you know, a remote control cost?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is it as much as that?
16, 17, 18
pounds.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know how good a remote
yeah.
control that would get you.
Yeah.
but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any other background information on like how that compares to other
other would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like
yeah.
what your money would get you?
Interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah.
It's just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. It just comes along. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
sort of like, how do you? I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something. But right. Okay. So right, so in function, one of the priorities might be to combine as many uses. I think so. Yeah. Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control market, such as the lighting in your house or Yeah. And yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player. So they all work, actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that then in their you know, the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own little part. Yeah. Yeah.
You get these ones where you
that's a really good idea.
Like whistle and really high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something you'd want to include, do you think?
Sure. I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable. Actually had a cable between it and the TV and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something. And you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table. Maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined. Something like that, yeah. Or whatever would be technologically reasonable. Because it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know, nicer materials, and might be worth exploring anyway. Okay.
Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next. And that's the end of the meeting.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right? Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah. Sure.
I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
I think one factor would be production cost.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a cap there.
Okay.
Depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the main factor.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then.
All right. Great. So.